Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I'm back from the holiday weekend, and we got to change course a little bit from what I was expecting to do here. KM to PM. Yeah, we'll go with that. Keith McPherson on the Fan. 388-808-1019, like FM. Let's ride. Great weekend. We're obviously going to talk about the Mets as I'm watching this game. Come on, Mets. Walk it off. It's 2-2 in Queens. First game of the single admission doubleheader against the Los Angeles Dodgers. And the Mets are up 2-0, but no lead is ever safe. They find ways to Met. And we'll get to the Rangers, of course, heading into game four. And then we'll talk Yankees before the Yankees take on the Anaheim Angels out there in the Big A. Again, 388-808-1019 is how you call the Fan now. I'm getting used to saying the number. I was practicing on my way here. Like, all right, how do I want to say it? 388-808-1019, like FM. New number and a new summer ahead of us, man. And I had so much fun this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, kicking off the summer. Shout out to you if you came to DJ's, if I got to meet you there, take a picture, shake your hand there. Shout out to everybody that showed up and supported all day. There were so many people from early morning, Boomer and Geo, BT and Sal, through Evan and Tiki. It was great to get out there with my wife and my son and meet some people and get on stage and join Evan and Tiki and just be thinking about, all right, that's three in a row. It's three summers in a row that we've done that DJ's event where I'm from, and it was a good feeling, man. And had some drinks there and skated off, and I'm a dad now, so there's no more partying. I can't stay at DJ's and party all night or go to Asbury Park and party all night. I went to the hotel. My son's got bedtime around 7, 7:30. Got to be lights out, everybody, by 8 o'clock. And, all I did was just kind of set up shop in my hotel room, but it was a great sports night, right? There was so much going on in the world, wide world of sports. And obviously the Yankee game, the Yankees come out against San Diego, and it's home run derby against Yu Darvish. It's just like they knew exactly what he was thinking, what he was doing, and it was just fun to watch. It was system overload. They absolutely tattooed him. And then you have the Mets, and that game Friday night, man, it just added to everything. My guy Evan, I just saw Evan in here. He's clean shaven. He's got the low haircut. Evan is back. He looks like the Evan we all know and love, but he shaved his beard Friday trying to shake up this Mets team, trying to do something to get this Mets team going, thinking, yeah, let me shave this beard that I started growing for Pete Alonso to sign an extension with said Mets team. That's probably not going to happen. So let's shave it in hopes of getting this Mets team going. And how did they repay you, Mets fans? Memorial Day weekend, you're trying to kick back, have some beers, have some barbecue, relax and watch the game or listen to the game. And they find a way to embarrass you. They find a way to absolutely blow that game. And it's comical. It's laughable. It's LOL Mets. And I'm not going to rub it in. I'm not here to troll. But it's just obvious what's going on here. When over the weekend, you know, the broadcast has to lean into the LOL Mets and talking about, oh, the sun will come out tomorrow. It made me think of the, you know, John Sterling call. The sun will come out, Tanaka. Things are all sunshine, rainbows, and butterflies on the other side. I'm glad I picked the Yankees when I was a kid. You know, sitting in my hotel room, I'm like, man, one of the single greatest life decisions I ever made, and nobody told me to do it. It was just picking up that Yankees hat and being a Yankee fan. Look what has come of it. Oh, what a grave mistake it would have been if I went the other way. I mean, 5 runs in the eighth, it's just all bad. And like I said, I'm not going to rehash it and rub it in, but here we are again tonight, right? Let's see what happens here with this ball. That ball is caught by the shortstop, Mookie Betts. Update on game one with the Mets and Dodgers. It is now bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, 2 outs. It's tied 2-2. And we'll see what happens on this next at bat. But most likely we're going to extras on a day where it's a single admission doubleheader where you could go see 2 Mets games for free. I don't know if they could pay me to go see one. 3-8-8-0-8-1-0-1-9. I'm only on until like 8:55, so we got about 2 hours, but we're going to start with the Mets. Steve Cohen tweeting for the Mets does nothing to help the Mets. I don't know who's advising him. I don't know who's telling him to be socially active, be present on Twitter. It's not helping the Mets at all. And I believe him now when he says that he was trying to DM that blogger. He wasn't trying to reply. He wanted that message to be private because clearly he doesn't know how to use the app. Clearly, he doesn't understand the platform. Smart guy, but he's got to smarten up on Twitter. Man, the tweet that he put out going into the series, looking forward to our 10-game homestand starting tonight, LGM. We are experimenting with our new artist series giveaway tomorrow. Enjoy the Joel Melsler-created tote bag. Feedback appreciated. What do you think is going to come through there? 750 replies to that, and how many quote tweets? I don't even know. It doesn't matter. But you don't go on Twitter looking for feedback about a tote bag as your team is struggling, as you don't have an identity with this team, as fans aren't showing up to the ballpark, as you don't know if Edwin Diaz is the closer that you paid for. Like, Edwin Diaz had, what, one outing of not being the closer? Came in the seventh, and then they roll him back out there? And it's like, what for what? It's not baseball stuff, right? Fix this guy. Help this guy. He's crying in the club. There's no crying in baseball, but this guy's clearly frustrated to the point where he's in tears, and you put him out there again to make him cry again? All to do what? Saturday, they wanted to play the trumpet so bad. They just wanted an opportunity to do the bomb, 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 bomb. Like, Mr. and Mrs. Met dancing on top of the dugout with trumpets is not baseball stuff. Stick to the baseball stuff, the things that will improve the team. If I'm David Stearns, I'm getting rid of all these guys and all these contracts that I didn't oversee, that I didn't make happen for the Make It Happen Mets. I'm like, whatever, I'm done, because none of them look good. Edwin Diaz contract doesn't look great right now. Kodai Senga, where is Kodai Senga? What's taking so long? Kodai Senga contract doesn't look great right now. Brandon Nimmo was signed to be your center fielder. You paid him center fielder type money. Jeff McNeil, I mean, I know Jeff McNeil has hit a couple home runs in the last couple weeks, but it's not good enough. And then Francisco Lindor with the explanation to why he didn't take the bat off his shoulders. He gets rung up thinking, oh, well, you know, the guy's not going to throw a strike. Of course he is. Oh, yeah, well, he hadn't thrown strike. Yeah, he got. It's a bad-looking clip. And then he just added another one today. We're in here in the newsroom watching. He obviously hit the homer today and helped the Mets. But then he erased that by, I guess, you know, he sees the Dodgers lay down a bunt, advance the runner to tie the game. He decides to lay down a bunt, and he wears it off his finger. He wears a pitch off his finger. There's a chance that he broke that finger, fractured that finger, sprained something. There's a chance that for all of you calling for Francisco Lindor to be gone, he might be on the IL anyway. 3-8-8-0-8-1-0-1-9, like FM. Keith McPherson on the Fan for another 2 hours and change. I mean, it is just when it rains, it pours. And I was thinking about that as I was putting my notes together. The only person looking out for the Mets is Mother Nature. When it rains, Mother Nature is moving these games, canceling these games. oh no, does that score a run? Yeah. So in the top of the ninth here, Mookie Betts, who is unstoppable, drives in Manfred's man on second. Jorge Lopez, I'm sorry, brother. It's not on you. Should be Michael Tonkin's job. Oh, we can't blame Michael Tonkin now. He's on the Yankees. Mookie Betts, easy money. Just a slap single right up the middle. Nobody there. That scores Manfred's imaginary man on second. How'd that runner get there? Manfred put him there. That runner scores. And now the Los Angeles Dodgers lead your New York Mets 3-2 with no outs. Runner on first. Top of the 10th. Guess who's up at the plate? Shohei Ohtani, which is a perfect segue into where I want to go with calls and conversation today. Yes, just wait. You just wait till Shohei Ohtani is in Queens. You just wait until Steve Cohen throws all that money at Shohei and he brings the show to Flushing. Still waiting. Never happening. So now we're playing that game with the generational Juan Soto. It's just corny, man. And I feel bad. I feel bad that in your season, right, the weekend that we say, hey, it's Memorial Day. Look at your team. They are what they are. You know if you got a team by Memorial Day. And you're looking at your team. They're blowing saves. You don't know who is who, what is what, who to send down, who to bring up. The core of the team is trash. You don't know if you want Pete Alonso anymore. And here we are. And the focus is, they got to sign Juan Soto. It is pathetic. And I guess we're going to do this for June, July, August, September, October, November, and then finally in December, which it might not even be December. Freddie Freeman, is that ball out? That ball is out, folks. Now the score is 5-2. Los Dodgers over the New York Metropolitans, 3-8, 808-1019. I knew we had to shift here. I was going to come in and talk Rangers. No quit in New York. How ridiculous are the Rangers? They have good players on their team. Their good players aren't even playing good yet. Wait till they start actually playing well. No, I knew we had to shift to the Mets with this game on live and the Mets imploding once again. Right? So let's go back to the Steve Cohen tweet. Looking forward to our 10-game homestand starting tonight. Steve, just don't. Just don't even put that. You're asking for feedback. People are going to reply to this tweet right now. Hey, homestand not going very good. Judging your team after Memorial Day, not going very good.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Blow it up. And you know Steve wants to blow it up because he replied to that blogger saying, hey, well, we can't do anything until a trade deadline. 3-8, 808-109 like FM. Ah, boy. I mean, where else do you want me to go with the whole saga of these Mets? These Mets are my Mets. Never watched more Mets games than I have in these last couple years. I mean, I'm listening to Howie Rose and Keith Rad on the call now. Never, ever imagine doing that. But this is bad. How many jerseys you need to lose in? Have they won a game in the City Connect uniforms? They got two gray jerseys, a white jersey, a black jersey, a blue jersey. It's all things that have nothing to do with baseball. Queen's Best Dance Crew, nothing to do with baseball. Hit it, folks. The Mets go down, right? What are they going to do here in between the 10th? Before we go to the bottom of the 10th, is somebody going to do a handstand, breakdance on top of the dugout, try and fire the fans up to come back, score three runs to tie, four to win it? It's just all bad. There's nothing good to report. And the only thing, the only saving grace, which is comedy to me, is Juan Soto. He's a Yankee. He's doing interviews on how much he loves Yankee Stadium. If you heard me on stage with Evan and Tiki, I said, City Field's not even built for Mets fans to embrace Juan Soto like Yankee Stadium. As soon as Juan Soto skips over that line, watch him. I've been at more than 10 games this year. I had eyes on him every time. As soon as he comes out, this guy skips over that line. And before he comes back in, he prays, he grabs some dirt off of the Yankee Stadium soil. There's Dominican flags out there. He's turning around all game. Anytime there's a break in the game to interact with the fans, this guy is home. And I guess, in theory, Steve Cohen can put $700 million on the table for him, and it could still get turned down. 3-8-8-0-8-1-0-1-9. I'm listening to this stuff, and it reminds me. I'm like, yo, we're going back to the Nike versus Puma stuff, the branding stuff. You have to build your brand. What we're watching right now, if you're live watching on SNY, what I'm watching, this is the Mets brand losing, blowing games, being laughed at. Juan Soto has won a World Series. Juan Soto is looking to win another World Series. He bats in front of Aaron Judge. Why, like, four straight days with a homer, the most ridiculous month. Yeah, Aaron Judge is back to MVP form. Anybody that doubted, I never doubted his abilities. I doubted his health for good reason. He was pulled from spring training. He was hurt all last season. But, hey, I'll eat those words gladly. I'm entertained by the Juan Soto Aaron Judge combo when you mix in Alex Verdugo and Giancarlo Stanton. And, oh, hey, DJ, who was getting MVP votes just 4 or 5 years ago, is back tonight. There it is, folks. All right, here we go, Mets. Going to the bottom of the 10th, down 5-2. The Mets need 3 to tie, 4 to win it. 3-8-8-0-8-1-0-1-9. I'll bring a call in so you don't have to just hear me going on and on. But the last thing I'll say about this whole, okay, Juan Soto is the only move, the only thing that can save the Mets. No, he can't. He's not Ohtani. He can't pitch and hit. And even Ohtani can't save the Mets or the Dodgers, right? It just reminds me of another analogy that I use, right? It's the guy, the rich guy that goes on dates and gets ghosted after every first date. And then he says, the only way I'm going to redeem myself is by landing Sydney Sweeney. No, the only way I can come back from this is to get with Ice Spice. No, I'll do better. I'm going to land my next date with Dua Lipa. You're dreaming. Good luck. Doesn't work like that. Money can't buy you love. It takes two to tango. Juan Soto's got to want you. And you know what I know for a fact? Scott Boras, similar to Joel Wolf, is going to use Steve Cohen and use his money. And Steve Cohen, don't be a dummy. David Stearns, more importantly, don't be a dummy. They're going to use his money to drive up the price, like I said. And they're going to try and get that price tag up to $700 million like Ohtani got, which doesn't make any sense for Juan Soto to command $700 million. But Steve Cohen's going to have to put that much more money than the next guy. And I don't know if the next guy includes any other teams. I don't know. Friends of mine, shout out to Gabe, is telling me Toronto's going to be in on him. Friends of mine are telling me that San Francisco's going to be in on him. And all these other teams that have bid, or the Phillies are going to be in on him. I'm like, yeah, but this guy has gotten a taste in New York, and the New York Yankees are going to be in on him. Technically, they don't need him, right? If they were to lose out on Juan Soto to the Mets, he would definitely be a laughingstock. Like, it would change his whole history, trajectory. If he's a Hall of Famer going into Canton with a Mets hat on, it's just laughable to think about. But the Yankees would just bring back Verdugo, who I think Verdugo is going to get big money where he'll be out of the equation for the Yankees. And then here comes Jason Dominguez and Spencer Jones, and there's your outfield with Aaron Judge. 3-8-8-0-8-1-0-1-9. Let me see if I can bring in a call before we break here, Rami. Let's do it. John is in Bayside. John, you're first up on the Fan.
Hi, Keith. How you doing today?
I'm all right. You know.
Yeah. How's your son doing? What is he, 14 months now?
He's coming up on 14 months on wow. The 13th of June.
I've been following. Okay, I haven't called a lot, but I've been listening to you pretty much since you started. Let's talk about the Mets tonight. I have been concerned particularly about Edwin Diaz and Jeff McNeil. Very underperforming their baseball card. Really, Diaz should not be that bad. And Jeff McNeil, since he won the batting title 2 years ago, has done nothing. What do you think about those two players?
You're correct. It's not just them, but it's a big problem when you have guys that you paid that you're relying on, veterans that are the core of your team, that are supposed to be the glue keeping your team together, and they're falling apart.
Yeah, I mean, Lindor is good, but inconsistent.
Not good enough for his price tag.
I don't particularly like the fact that I don't want them to fire the manager, but the manager is unexperienced.
That's another thing, John. Let's go back to Buck Showalter and how he was treated, how he was sent away, how he was told that he didn't have a job anymore and he'll probably never get another job managing in Major League Baseball. That was a bad omen. There's some bad karma, and I feel like they're in it right now. Carlos Mendoza, I won't say he's in over his head, but I feel bad for him because this is his opportunity coming across town from the Yankees to be a big league skipper, and he's got to deal with this mess. And that's the job, right? He took on this job knowing, hey, what comes with it in this market and this team and what David Stearns and Steve Cohen want me to do, I got to face the media every night. I got to talk to the cameras and microphones every night and represent this team.
Speaking of Steve Cohen, we all were told that he would be spending so much money.
He tried.
Last off season he didn't, and they're not sure about Alonso. I think the Mets may need to sell and retool their team. Yes, but I don't see how getting rid of Alonso, 40 homers, 120 RBIs a year is going to help them. I think they should keep Alonso and get rid of McNeil and people. But what do you think about Mets keeping Pete Alonso?
Thanks for the call, John. I see no point in keeping Pete Alonso. If you're not about to compete this year, next year, the year after, then why give Pete Alonso that money, Steve? And you've waited this long, right? You could have paid him earlier. He goes out and gets Scott Boris, and he's hitting some homers this year, but it's not like he's MVP'd. It's not like he's balling out of control where you're like, hey, this is a guy that we can't let go anywhere. And half your fan base isn't worried about Pete. They're worried about another Scott Boris client in Juan Soto, who I also don't think you're going to be able to sign. It's unfortunate how things go, but I've always said this about Pete. Pete watched all of these guys come into his clubhouse, all of these new faces, all of these superstar, big-name guys come in and collect the bag, the money tree, generational wealth. And he's still waiting on his paycheck. He's going to the Home Run Derby trying to win $1 million winning the Home Run Derby. He's still waiting on his big payday. If I'm him, I don't want to be here anymore because it's a mess. If I'm him, I don't have loyalty anymore to this organization. Maybe the fans, yeah, but it is what it is, right? Jacob DeGrom was supposed to be a forever Met as well. How did that shake out? They had a line drawn in the sand, and they didn't want to pay that man, and so he left for greener pastures. Mets fans laughed at him, said he didn't want to really be a Met, that he was going to a place that they weren't going to win, and then they literally won the World Series without him that following year. He'll be back. He'll be back. And the Rangers just seem to be a better brand than the Mets have. 388-808-1019, like FM. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's take another call before we do hit that first break. Mike is in Clifton Park. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. So I'm a Mets fan, and I'm a Knicks fan. And this reminds me of the Knicks from a few years ago when they had poor Porzingis, and they didn't know, should we sign him, should we not sign him? But the Knicks were, like, losing. I think Mets are at the same point with this team. The Wilpons really screwed up the team. It's been unhealthy for a long time. I think it's time to clear it out now, clean out the closet, and start over like the Knicks did. Don't invest money in things that aren't working, you know? So that's my take on it, Keith, you know? So thank you for the time here.
Thanks for the call. I'm right there with you. It just made me think of something that I can relate from my own personal life, right? I remember when I was trying to become a influencer, a podcast host, a YouTuber, a personality, eventually to get into the media like I am now on radio and television, I was 1 foot in that bucket, the other foot back into what I did prior. I was doing social media marketing, digital marketing. I was a social media manager, coordinator, and doing social media behind the scenes for companies in New York. And I felt like I was overworked. I felt like I was underappreciated. I felt like I was always doing things that were successful for companies, but nobody knew that the ideas and the work was coming from me, and I felt unfulfilled, so I quit my job. But when I quit that job, man, I just wanted to go back to what I was doing for the consistent paycheck, the benefits, and just the comfort of, all right, this is my job Monday through Friday, blah, 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 but I wanted more. And I knew that more could be 3 years away, 5 years away, and that is final. The Mets do lose that game. Unfortunately here, folks, 5-2. But, I mean, you saw it coming. Evan saw it coming before he walked out of the door. It is what it is. But back to my parallel here. When I was 1 foot into who I wanted to be and 1 foot into who I was, my wife said, what do you want to do? Who do you want to be? And her phrase was, because my phrase is always, the universe never unconnects. Her phrase was, stop confusing the universe. Choose. And as soon as you go in that direction, things will come your way that you want. And she was 100% correct. Once I made it up in my mind, I want to be the guy. I want to be the man. I got to go for this. It's now or never. Little things started popping up on the path, on the road, to pull me towards where I am now and make me further go further away from where I was. So for the Mets, they need to stop confusing the universe. No more contracts. You have this deadline coming up again where you can do what you did last year, punt. You have the only owner in the sport that can eat these contracts and wait for them to melt off. If I'm David Stearns, I'm using the power of Steve Cohen's money not to go sign Juan Soto, but yet to say goodbye to some of these guys and let them go elsewhere and pay off the money on the contracts, whatever it is, make deals with whatever teams that are going to eat X amount of dollars, whatever, so that you can start anew. This has to be a revamped clubhouse. This needs to have some new young energy in it, and they need to stop confusing the universe and realize that you punted last year. You brought a new president of baseball operations in last year. You got rid of Buck Showalter. You got rid of Billy Epler. And to move forward, stop confusing the universe and just go out there, wave the white flag and say, this isn't working. We are about to rebuild. 3-8-8-0-8-1-0-9 like FM. KM to PM. We'll be right back.